Our AccuWeather weather forecast for today, going to be a mixture of clouds and sun. We've got a chance for some rain coming in as the day goes on, and maybe some thunderstorms as well. We'll have a high today around the mid-70s. Temperature-wise, around southeast Wisconsin at this hour, we start out in Kenosha, where it is 62 degrees, 61 in Burlington, Milwaukee 63, also 63 degrees in Racine. A semi struck a woman along the 15800 block of Durand Avenue in Union Grove about 3 o'clock this morning. The victim taken by Union Grove Yorkville Rescue to Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Medical Center in Racine with major head trauma. Flight for life grounded at the time because of storms in the area. Initial reports from the Racine County Sheriff's Department indicate that the woman may have been looking for a dog at that point. The section of Durand Avenue from 57th to 59th Drive closed as a result. The State Patrol's accident reconstruction team called in for that investigation. Racine's annual Memorial Day Parade from Washington Avenue and West Boulevard, leading to a ceremony, of course, inside of Graceland Cemetery at the War Memorial, where Mayor John Dickert told the crowd it's our responsibility to create the country for which so many soldiers gave their lives and others wanted when they came home.
One that they can be proud of. Whether they're looking down from us from God's eyes, or there are veterans here standing before us, they deserve no less. So we need to put ourselves together, pick ourselves up, stop the rhetoric, stop the talk, and build that country, that state, and that city where our veterans are taken care of. We show them every honor that they deserve, and at the same time, they can never, never be more proud of where they are.
Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave talking about being humbled yet honored to be able to pay homage to those who answered the call, served their country, and helped create the many freedoms we now have. Racine's Memorial Day ceremony also with a remembrance table for those still unaccounted for, featuring all branches of the military. The annual Rochester Memorial Day Parade out in western Racine County, led by a rider on a white horse, just as it was for the very first parade 150 years ago. This year's landmark event, drawing more than 1,000 people to the village, hundreds crowding into tiny Pioneer Park for a ceremony honoring those who died in service of their country. The keynote speaker, House Speaker Paul Ryan, who's attended these ceremonies in the past and said he always struggles to find the right words that show our deep admiration for those who died for our country and the reason for the day ceremony.
Are we here to pray for the fallen? Yes, we are. Are we here to honor their loved ones who remain, like the Wyatt family? Of course we are. Do we stop and think back to all the battles and all the hard-fought victories that they won? All the suffering and the sacrifice? Absolutely. It is not enough to recognize the cost of freedom. Today, we are celebrating the people who paid for it.
Speaker Ryan saying the older he gets, the more he thinks people don't plan for greatness, saying it just comes to them. A number of Memorial Day events all around Kenosha and Racine counties on Monday at Green Ridge Cemetery on the southeast side of Kenosha. Kenosha County Senator Bob Ward saying our servicemen and women sign up because they are called to be a part of something bigger than themselves.
Today we are united in our thanks to those heroes who gave what Abraham Lincoln called the last measure of devotion in the fight for our liberty. Remember the soldiers, support their families, and never forget the missing, and celebrate their lives.
Mayor John Antaramian talking about the sacrifices of the soldiers and their families, and how society can never say enough thank you. Prior to the Green Ridge event, Navy Club Shift 40 holding their ceremony at Kenosha's lakefront. A special honor for members of the military, some new stamps. The story from reporter Al Smith.
The Postal Service dedicated the stamps at a ceremony at the World Stamp Show in New York. Officially titled Honoring Extraordinary Heroism, the Service Cross Medals, they are among the nation's highest military honors. The new stamps show the four different decorations: the Distinguished Service Cross awarded to members of the Army, the Navy Cross, the Air Force Cross, and the Coast Guard Cross. They are awarded for extraordinary heroism. Al Smith, Washington.
A U.S. Senate committee holding a hearing today into what it says was a flawed investigation into the Veterans Administration. A Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee report obtained by USA Today claims an investigation into a Wisconsin VA hospital, the one in Tomah, over prescribing addiction painkillers, flawed and didn't address some serious problems. 3-year investigation launched by the VA Inspector General's Office after reports that patients with PTSD were given too many opiates for pain at that facility. The investigation never made public, finding concerns but no wrongdoing. A later internal review launched after a patient's death that found some serious symptomatic failures, and now a Senate committee will be holding a hearing on it today. The discovery of two bodies on opposite ends of Kenosha County kept law enforcement busy over the holiday weekend. The first was in the town of Wheatland out west, the body of a man discovered in the water near the shore of Lily Lake. The sheriff's department says that victim appeared to be a 49-year-old man reported missing last week. An autopsy was ordered to try and determine the cause of death. The same with the discovery of a man's body Monday morning along the Pike Creek, not far from Lake Michigan, and right across the road from Carthage College. A press release from Kenosha police only saying that the victim was middle-aged, though it's believed that they know his identity. Based on past incidents all around the country, the Kenosha Unified School District over the summer is going to be installing what are called barricade kits for classrooms to help staff and students keep intruders out, replacing the old policy of a school-wide lockdown with no additional options. Facilities Director Pat Finnemore telling our partners at Gateway Public Radio that it's part of the ALICE program, which stands for Alert, Lockdown, Inform, Counter, Evacuate, noting one science teacher's concerns during some recent training.
Came up by me while one of the other presenters was talking and said, I have no idea what I would use in my classroom as a barricade. And I said, well, you're going to get a chance to test that out here, you know, a little bit later. And he was all kind of nervous about it.
Fenimore, though, saying the training eased concerns of the staff. Over the summer months, curriculum writers will be developing age-appropriate ALICE lessons for the different grade levels and with additional staff training coming up in the fall. Officials at the Milwaukee County Zoo say they prepare for emergencies like what happened at the Cincinnati Zoo with the killing of a gorilla, which had taken control of a young child who had gotten into its enclosure. Milwaukee County Zoo Director Alex Ware says that the training is for that kind of an emergency, a patron getting into an exhibit and other potential scenarios. However, he says their safety procedures were immediately reassessed once the circumstances in Cincinnati unfolded, for which there, of course, has been public outcry, but for which the zoo director there maintains they had to take that action for the child's safety. Turning around with a median crossover on the state's divided roadways is technically illegal. In fact, it's very illegal, it's dangerous, and it could be costly to you if you get caught. State Patrol Trooper Jim Larson says that it may be tempting to go use that crossover if you, say, miss your exit, but you're advised not to do it.
Median crossovers are for law enforcement and authorized vehicles only. When vehicles are slowing down, entering a median crossover, vehicles behind it are not expecting those vehicles to slow down on the freeway or interstate system, which can cause those vehicles to swerve or rear-end crashes.
A ticket for illegally crossing a divided roadway, $263. And the Wisconsin Counties Association asking each of the state's 72 county boards take some action to try to pressure the state legislature to come up with a new method of funding and fixing roads.
And the message to the state legislature is we know what the problems are, we know what the solutions are, let's just fix it. So part of that campaign is to encourage all 72 counties to pass a resolution calling on the state legislature to adopt new and sustainable funding streams for transportation.
The group's director of governmental affairs, Kyle Christensen, he thinks most of the state's county boards will at least debate the resolution this summer. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.